tell us what we can play. This is WA. Yo, Dre.
What up?
I got something to say.
You've probably seen or at least heard about the summer blockbuster Straight Outta Compton by now. The movie dramatizes the emergence of Southern California rap group N.W.A.
Ice Cube, Eazy-E, and Dr. Dre. I gotta tell you, you are witnessing history.
What you may not know is that N.W.A. got caught in a First Amendment fight with the government over their music. And what's worse is that rappers today are still fighting for their free expression.
Fuck the police coming straight from the underground.
In 1988, the group's album Straight Outta Compton popularized gangster rap music with graphic lyrics. One of the most graphic was Fuck the Police. The song seems scary with lyrics like beat a police out of shape and taking out police will make my day. But according to N.W.A., the song's lyrics were just to get your attention. The real message was a criticism of police harassment and intimidation of black people in South Central Los Angeles.
You guys supposed to be somewhere?
These are artists.
Rap is not an art.
You cannot come down here and harass my clients because of what they look like.
But federal law enforcement took the lyrics literally.
This isn't the Crips and Bloods. This is a threat from the federal government.
In 1989, N.W.A.'s record label received a warning letter from the feds saying the lyrics to Fuck the Police encouraged violence against and disrespect for the law enforcement officer.
Yo, Trey.
What up?
I got something to say.
N.W.A. only gained more street cred after they went public with the letter, and eventually Straight Outta Compton was selected as one of Rolling Stone's 500 best albums of all time. But as aspiring gangster rappers across the United States have tried to mimic the success of N.W.A., they end up having their larger-than-life rap lyrics used against them in criminal proceedings.
There's no way in the world these people are going to be able to charge me with shootings based on what I rap about in my music.
San Diego rapper Brandon Duncan spent 8 months in jail accused of conspiring to commit a series of gang-related shootings. Duncan wasn't accused of planning, being at the shootings, or pulling the trigger. Prosecutors claim Duncan willfully promoted and benefited from the shootings through his gangster rap album, No Safety.
That's where the bullets come in and the brains go out. I send them to the niggas that be trying to show out.
We're not just talking about a CD of anything, a love song.
That's the local DA in court, and he also points out to the judge that the cover of Duncan's album has a gun with bullets on it. But Duncan says all of this is posturing. It's like playing a character in a violent movie.
The more shooting you have in the movie, the more it, you know what I mean, people were compelled to like, you know what I mean? To really, really, really want to tune in.
Say hello to my little friend!
Say Al Pacino. The movie Scarface, he was Tony Montana. When he goes home, he's Al Pacino, you know what I mean? So when he goes home, I don't think he's snorting cocaine and shooting people. It's just, that's who he played on that movie.
When I'm called off, I got a sawed off. Squeeze the trigger, your body's all hard off.
This song glamorized gangs and drugs.
Our art is a reflection of our reality.
And that may be the most interesting part of all of this. Rappers today reflect their realities in song lyrics just like N.W.A. did.
No joke, B.I.G. We love the Biggie Smalls, but I ain't ready to die. A million air hard like I was ready to fly.
And at least for musicians like Duncan, he also dreams of making a life that's better for himself and his community.
Rap is my way out. That's the whole thing about rap is, you know what I mean, you create this platform to where you can help a whole lot of people, you know, that normally wouldn't have help, that normally would be stuck right there in that ghetto, you know what I mean, be stuck in that hood.